As you can imagine, a very busy day in Washington, D.C. And on the KSRO live line, North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman. And Congressman, glad to have you with us this morning. Thanks for fitting us in.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
Will it be a Merry Christmas for the government at large?
Well, fortunately, most of the government will continue to be funded. But for the agencies that are exposed to this partial government shutdown, I'm afraid that they are going to have disruption. I think there's no avoiding at least a temporary government shutdown that will begin at midnight tonight for the Park Service, Homeland Security, and a handful of other agencies.
Is there a compromise that's possible, Jared?
There is, and frankly, we had a compromise. We had offered $1.6 billion for border security that would not include this crazy border wall. Democrats are not opposed to border security. The problem is Trump's base on Fox News started going crazy about it, and he decided that he had to break the deal and demand $5 billion for a physical border wall. We're just not going to go for that, and so that's why he has decided to shut down the government.
And that's not obviously not the only issue in Washington. And I guess one of the big stories, Congressman, has been the Republican uproar over some decisions made by the president and the resignation of Mattis, et cetera.
Right. Now, one has the feeling in Washington right now that the wheels are coming off the Trump administration, and frankly, it's becoming scary.
Yeah, it's. I mean, how do you see this playing out, even over the course of between now and, you know, the day after Christmas?
Well, the good news is that Mattis will be around through the end of February, so presumably he'll still be in the situation realm. There'll still be some adult supervision over this president and his impulses. But when you have a week where the president ignores all of his own national security advisors and military advisors, unilaterally pulls the U.S. troops out of Syria in a way that leaves our allies on the ground there exposed to a slaughter in the days ahead, that's deeply disturbing. It basically sends the message that you don't want to be an ally of the United States right now. And when you combine that with all the other unilateral tearing up of deals, withdrawals from agreements that this man has done, it does a lot of damage to our standing in the world and with our allies. And I say that as someone who opposed our military presence in Syria. But once you're in, if you're encouraging these people to arm themselves, put themselves in harm's way, saying that you've got their back, what he did is disgraceful.
And now there are, you know, word coming out that Afghanistan may be next in terms of troop removal. What kind of reaction will there be to that?
Well, my only hope is if there is going to be a withdrawal from Afghanistan, and frankly, I have never seen an end game in Afghanistan, so I think eventually withdrawal has to be on the table. It needs to be done in a strategic and orderly way with the advice of people that know what they're doing. And I'm afraid that, you know, once again, Trump may just sort of tweet out a position, and that's just no way to operate the military of the United States.
And Congressman Huffman, if there is a partial shutdown of the government tonight by midnight, your time, what happens next? What are the next steps after that?
Well, for the agencies that would be subject to that shutdown, it means the lights go out for the most part. They can designate essential personnel for national security positions that will continue to get paid, but most of their basic functions will cease. It means that people who want to visit national parks may not be able to do that. It means that they're certainly going to have a difficult holiday period, and it depends on how long the shutdown persists.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering is about that next action. What does the Senate, the Congress, what happens next in terms of correcting that?
Some Republican senators are over at the White House right now, kind of true to form with Trump. He's talking only to the Republicans. They are going to need Democratic votes to get out of this pickle. Even though Republicans have unified control of the government, they've got the White House, the House, and the Senate, and governing majorities in all of those places, they can't seem to get their act together and simply pass a bill to keep the lights on for a few weeks for the federal government.
Will there be money for the wall by midnight tonight?
No.
Okay. Very good. Congressman, I appreciate you taking the time to do it. I know it's a very, very busy time in Washington, D.C. In addition to all of that, I hope you get a chance to come home and have a happy holiday. All right. That is North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman live in Washington, D.C., as we wait and watch and see if some sort of compromise will come to pass before this Friday, before Christmas.